Yo.
Yo, Kyle, bringing you on Emergency Pod. By the time this gets out, it won't be breaking news anymore. But what are your initial thoughts on Magic Johnson stepping down?
I thought that maybe it was a joke.
So did I.
I thought that it had to have been fake at first, and I was like, and then all of a sudden I start seeing these tweets about him, you know, doing this sudden press conference, and I'm like, what? And all these, you know, reporters, like legit reporters, are quoting him with what he's saying, and I'm just like, whoa, this is really happening right now. And it was a sequence of not really believing what was happening, and then it kind of went in cycles where I was like, he wouldn't say that, and then I'd see someone quote it saying that he was, that was a legitimate reporter. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then he said this and that. I was like, holy crap, what is going on here? This is the last game of the season, right before the game, and the president about to fire the head coach just suddenly is like, nah, I'm done.
I have so many thoughts, dude. Let's start with Luke Walton. He basically admitted that he was going to fire him. And I think the most interesting thing about Luke Walton that Magic admitted was that he was in the middle. Genie did not want to fire him.
Yeah.
And Magic did want to fire him. And he basically admitted yesterday that they got on the same page in a 3-hour meeting and that decisions were made. So now that here's the question, and here's what I hope the answer is. The question is, does what happened in that meeting still apply? I'm hoping the answer is no.
Yeah.
Because when something like this happens in any walk of life, you know, I'm recently married. Like, if one day Sarah just up and left, she's my wife, and I was going through a divorce unexpectedly, the last thing I want to do is start making plans day number one. You just have to – this is shocking news. Anytime news is shocking like this, you have to sit back and absorb it. So I hope that she just tells the coaching staff, we're reviewing the season. We're reviewing your performance. As of right now, you're still employed. Operate as such. We're not going to make any decisions. And I think the right decision – we haven't had a chance to talk about this. I think the right decision is to keep Luke as the coach for two reasons. Number one, I'm not seeing a better candidate on the table.
No.
And number two, it's not fair to evaluate Luke as a coach based on this season's work because of so many factors that were out of his control.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think, Magic, he's kind of a whistleblower, not intentionally. He even said it himself, like he likes to live free. Like he didn't like having, you know, his hands cuffed, and, you know, he wants to be able to say what he wants to say. And sure. And like, I can appreciate that he recognizes that, and that's not a good personality for the job description. And he was alluding to the fact that Luke was going to be here still. He was like, I didn't want to be between, you know, those two. And
you think so? But he did say that Genie said, you have the power, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me feel like Luke was going to stay.
I don't know. Well, I mean, we weren't there in that conversation. So I wonder if maybe, you know, Magic, maybe it turned into a super big argument. And then finally Genie was like, because I mean, think about this. Like, Magic and Genie, they're super, super close.
Yep.
She must have been really upset and against the fact that he wanted to get rid of Luke. And then she finally caved in because I don't know if maybe there was some kind of, I don't know if there was an ultimatum, but it sounded kind of like, you know, okay, well, you know, I don't want to do this if Luke's going to be here or something like that. I don't know. And maybe she ultimately chose Magic and that guilt is setting in. So I don't know if that's the case.
Who's the guilt on who?
guilt from Magic, because he knows that, you know, Jeannie is like a sister to him, and he knows that he's going to break her heart by firing Luke. And he's looking big picture, and happiness is really important to him. So I think maybe he would rather just not be a part of the misery of it. And I'm sure, obviously, the Luke Walton thing, I don't
think we don't even have to assume that. He said as much, that I don't want to be involved in ruining other people's lives.
Right, which tells us that that's how that discussion went. He thought that, you know, based on the meeting that they had, it would potentially tarnish or ruin the relationship he has with Jeannie if he were to fire Luke.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, that is fact. Also, though, Jeannie loves everyone that's ever been a Laker. So that's, it's hard to base decisions on that, because she probably loves Smush Parker, even though that guy was a bad NBA player.
Yeah, but Smush Parker wasn't like a son to her fiance of many years. So
that it is a good point. Luke Walton is at an elevated status. Look, I like Luke Walton. I think he's the right guy. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't think we know if he's the right guy, but I'm confident in saying he's not the wrong guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's the right guy, but I know he's definitely not the wrong guy. And we'll have to wait and see if he is the right guy. You know, there's been a lot of situations, Kyle, in sports history and even NBA history, where coaches had a bad start and were allowed the opportunity to work through it.
Yeah.
You know, Greg Popovich is one who comes to mind.
Yep.
I mean, he was the coach when they had the number one overall pick. They didn't fire him because he had a bad season and his star player was hurt, David Robinson.
Yeah.
And he turned out to be one of the greats. And we just don't know. You can't evaluate a guy after 3 years, two of which the teams were riddled by injuries. And, you know, you look at, to show another example of this, Quinn Snyder.
Yeah,
his first three years here, he wasn't in the playoffs.
No, but the way that he's consistent, I mean, that's something with the Jazz, is they've been consistently, you know, it hasn't been, you know, leaps and bounds every year, but they've been consistently getting better or staying at the same level. They haven't been getting worse.
Right. So, all right, that's enough about the coaching situation. You know, it's TBD. I hope that Jeannie has the foresight to say, you know what, this is crazy, we're not going to do anything for a week. We're going to talk everything out. We're going to evaluate candidates for president of basketball operations, because there's a lot of good ones, Kyle.
Yep.
There's a lot more options for president of basketball operations than there are for coach.
Can we bring in Jerry West, please?
That's an option. I mean, dude, there's a handful of good GMs out there who may want the promotion.
Yeah.
Maybe Bob Myers in Golden State wants to be a president. You know, there's a lot of opportunity to fill that role.
Yeah.
Not so much as coach. Okay. My other thing, as I was listening to Magic, and it was almost a spiritual experience for me. I don't know. You'll tell me how it landed with you. But as I was listening to Magic, sounds like you just were reading through Twitter, but
I watched it afterwards.
Okay. I love Magic Johnson, Kyle. I love him. And he said so many things in that press conference that resonated with me on a personal level. Just, you know, when he was talking about, you know, I thought this was going to bring me happiness. I actually like my life. I want to go back to my old life. I want to, you know, I now know what brings me true happiness. That's stuff we can all learn from.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about this, is he was saying things that to me was like, file that away and remember this when an opportunity comes along that maybe will detract from your family or detract from the life that you want to live. He knows what life he wants to live, and he's going back to it. And I admire the heck out of that. And now that he has removed himself as president, I can love Magic Johnson again.
Yeah.
Because I haven't loved him since July 4th, 2018, when he signed LeBron, because everything since has been like, what the heck? And so, man, it's great for the Lakers. I really do believe that. You'll be the first to attest to this. I have been ragging on Magic Johnson for the better part of 6 months. Just the things that he has been doing has been just absolute mind-boggling stuff. And so the Lakers will benefit from him not being there. And then secondly, from a personal level, I'm going to wear my Magic Johnson jersey tomorrow because what he did was admirable. What he said resonates with me, and I can love him again as being a great Los Angeles Laker.
I agree with you. I think what he was saying was very genuine. And I don't know. I think too many people get caught up in, you know, the image that you portray and the message that you send as a franchise and stuff. Granted, I do, and well, the fact that he admitted it too, that, you know, he should have told Jeannie to her face, but he said, you know, he knows he should have, but he just couldn't.
Yeah.
We don't know what kind of relationship they have truly. And I don't know. Yeah, that's, and people are going to, you know, and I've already seen tons of tweets of people just ripping him to shreds for doing this. But
it wasn't the politically correct thing to do. He should have told his boss. I'm not condoning that, but
yeah,
following your heart and doing what you believe to be true.
Yeah.
How can anyone criticize that?
Yeah, I agree with you. It came out of nowhere. Like, no one had any idea that this was happening. And I felt that same thing. I was going to bring that up earlier, but you obviously beat me to it. Like, I feel like I can be a Magic fan again, where it's like when Byron Scott was hired as, you know, coach of the Lakers, it was like, yes, you know, finally we're going to get a coach that, you know, knows what it means to be a Laker and to, you know, love the organization and stuff. And then, you know, things that he did and decisions he made just drove me nuts. And I was like, I don't really care for Byron Scott so much anymore. And I was terrified of that happening with Magic.
And it happened.
And it did. But the fact that he, like, owned up to, like, the fact that, you know, he didn't say it in those exact words, but, like, this is just not what he is cut out for. Nope. And that's not to say that he's not cut out for, you know, high pressure situations and stuff, but he's, you know, you and I have discussed this before where, you know, it was really messed up of him to, you know, come at the players and say, you know, you need to, you know, grow up. Like, you guys didn't get traded, so, you know, go out and do your job.
You know what?
But he never experienced any, you know, trade block issues or anything like that. And now, like, and he never had to deal with social media or Twitter or any of the scrutiny that came with that. He literally just lived the life of a rock star without any scrutiny. Like, he really didn't. He didn't experience it until he tested positive for HIV and had to retire. Then all of that stuff came.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, he just, I don't think he really had, for Magic, I think that it was kind of like, for any LDS listeners that have served a mission, Magic Johnson had no idea what he was getting into and then realized how ridiculously difficult a mission is and dealing with different players or different, you know, personalities and stuff like that. Okay, it's not the best analogy, but
no,
you get what
I think
I'm
it's
saying.
A great analogy, because it's like, there are people who, you know, I can't speak for you, but when I think about my mission, there are people in my mission who loved their mission. You know, I don't know if I ever loved my mission at any point. You know, I was able to do the mission, and there's a lot of great things. I'm grateful that I did it, and I learned a lot from it. But I don't look back on my mission and say I loved every second of my mission. And there are people that do, and those people, good for them. There are people, you know, to bring this back to basketball, there are people who want to run a team, be a GM, be a president. They can do the hard stuff, and they embrace it all. Magic is saying, you know, it's not really for me. And there's nothing wrong with people who don't want to do those things from a professional perspective. And once you've served a mission, you can appreciate people who, you know, went home early and said it wasn't for me. And that's
fine.
And that's
totally fine. There's probably thousands and thousands of people that have gone home and been like, nah, it's not for me. And then have lived, you know, great lives. So, but yeah, I mean, it's still baffling. Like, I'm definitely more excited than anything about the future. It's kind of upsetting that the media is portraying it as such a dark cloud over the organization, when in reality I think it's a really good thing that he's recognizing that, you know, he's been making a lot of dumb decisions and doesn't know how to handle those scenarios. And,
yep.
you know, doesn't like all of the backstabbing. And, you know, he probably, you know, with him being the free bird that he is, he probably trusted a lot of people with information that he should not have.
Yeah,
I wonder if he was the reason why so many things were leaked.
Totally.
I don't know.
Totally.
He's probably a very open and trusting person. I mean, the man freaking said on national television at a baseball game, "We're going to get another superstar next year." Like, he gets into these moments where he just starts laughing and loving life, and he has no filter whatsoever. So,
and here's the thing, though. I love that about him.
Yes.
You just can't do that as the president.
Exactly.
And so, you know, viewing him as the president, that was frustrating. But now that we can just view him as Magic Johnson, former Laker, it's going to be great.
Yep.
I'm going to love it.
Exactly. Exactly. I love Magic again.
Yeah, I know. It's. He said it was a monkey off his back. It's a monkey off my back as a fan.
Yeah.
Because now I can embrace one of the all-time great LA Lakers again. Yep. I don't think you own a Magic Johnson jersey. I do. I have hidden that.
I'm going to get one now.
I've hidden that in the deepest corners of my closet because I was embarrassed at what he was doing as a president. But now that he has resigned, I'm proud to be a Lakers and a Magic fan. It's a really a great thing. Maybe let's just finish with this because I know that we can talk about this forever, and maybe we'll have another podcast a month down the road where we can really reevaluate all these things. And then once the coaching situation shakes out, let's sync up and talk about the season in review. But
yeah,
what's one more thing from the press conference that stood out to you, positive or negative?
I think that I did like that he mentioned, you know, I appreciated that he said, you know, like the Lakers are headed in the right direction. If they weren't, then I'd probably be staying.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know if he really believes that or not, but I appreciate that he said that. But I think the thing that stands out the most to me and the press conference was just how, you know, he became really emotional about the entire thing, you know, like
yeah.
You love, you know, a franchise as much as I love, you know, the Lakers, and you love someone like Jeannie, you know, as much as I love her. And, you know, like Jeannie Buss is the living piece of Dr. Buss that is left for him.
At least,
you know, you have, you know, her brothers and stuff, but Magic didn't connect with them the way that he did with Jeannie. And, you know, Jeannie is what's left of Dr. Buss for him.
Yep.
And, you know, he and Dr. Buss had, you know, it's what appears to be, you know, an unbreakable bond of friendship and family ultimately. And I mean, you can understand his position and his perspective and not wanting to mess that up. So,
yep.
I commend him.
I do. I think, man, we could spend an hour talking about the things that we learned because he really unveiled the curtain and showed everything that happened these last 2 years. I did not know that he did not choose Rob Pelinka. And so
I didn't know that. Did he say that in his press conference?
Yeah. He said that we were connected. He wasn't like, I didn't know Rob when he got the job. We had to get to know each other and we worked well together. It was not a glowing endorsement of Rob Pelinka. And I'm if there is one person to let go, it's Rob Pelinka.
Yeah.
And I like Rob. I really don't have a problem with Rob the person.
Yeah.
I do have a problem with Rob, the guy who was making bad decisions along with Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
But there's just
someone who has experience being a GM opposed to someone who was just a longtime agent.
Yeah. And I think the guy for the job is David Griffin, LeBron's old GM, who everyone loves. He has a great relationship with everyone in the NBA. Even LeBron. LeBron hated to see him go. But, you know, he was a casualty of the owner, you know, turmoil in Cleveland. Anyways, that's just one guy that comes to mind as someone who I would be very interested in. But Rob, I think, needs to be the casualty because people don't trust this guy.
Yeah.
Mean, it's pretty clear that he has a bad relationship with other GMs in the league. And if, you know, it's just no offense to Rob, it didn't work out.
Well, I mean, are there any NBA agents that have legitimate relation, like really good relationships with GMs?
I'm sure there's a few, but
They're probably
for
not
the most part, they have conflicting, they're in competition one against another.
Exactly. So that's where it sounds like it got dicey.
And Rob, for the record, you know, was a great agent, but maybe necessarily didn't do things always
just
by the
Magic
book.
Was I mean, a great
a lot of shady stuff as an agent, Kyle.
Yeah.
I mean, the Carlos Boozer, hey, I'm re-signing with Cleveland and then took a better offer from Utah. That kind of stuff doesn't get forgotten.
Yeah.
So I just wonder if there's one too many of those that have limited his ability to do good business as a GM, because being a GM and a president, it's relationships, man.
Yeah.
And Rob and Magic, they were great with the media. They were not good with cultivating relationships with other teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, when teams are – how many times did we get – did other teams cry wolf to the NBA about tampering? I mean, that alone
– constantly. It was – it seemed like it was more times than not.
Right. That to me says, we don't like the Lakers. We don't like what they're doing. We want to bring them down. That's, you can't have guys in positions of power who, that's the reputation.
Yeah.
Right or wrong. I'm not saying that's fair, but it is what it is.
Yeah. I want to end with this. If we could land Jerry West as our new
president
and we didn't get any free agents in the summertime, I would still be happy.
I'd be overjoyed.
That is the biggest free, well, he's not really a free agent technically, but that would be the biggest off-season acquisition that we have had in a very, very long time.
I'll
that
it,
includes I'll, LeBron James.
I'll even add this to it. I don't even need him to be the president. Just bring him back within the brain trust.
Yeah.
You can still go out and get a new president, a new GM, and bring on Jerry as a consultant, and I'm overjoyed.
Is he the president in what is his role?
No,
in,
he's just a consultant for the Clippers.
Oh my God.
The president is, I'm not sure who the president is, but the GM is Lawrence Frank, the ex coach. So he is not running the show, but he is on the conference call when a big decision is being made. We need him here. In
yeah,
LA, doing
do.
The same thing.
And I hope that we haven't burned that bridge.
Yeah. I don't know. Things just got very interesting in Southern California in a good way. And now, this doesn't mean the Lakers are back, but we're about to learn if we or not.
Yeah.
I think me and you have always been in the camp that we do. We're going to find out.
It's an exciting and scary time.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you as always for talking. I mean,
of course,
you just have to drop what you're doing and have a discussion about it. It's easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, good luck to us as Laker fans as the next 6 weeks, or really the next 4 months are going to be crazy.
Buckle up.
We need LeBron James more than ever right now to help guide us in the right direction. And I don't know if he's capable of it, but we need him.
I hope that he's capable of it. I hope so. All right. See you, man.